Have you ever felt like you just gotta like figure it out before you get started? Have you ever felt like, I want to get this right. I really want to get this right, and so I gotta figure this out, and then I'm gonna start. Then I'm gonna do the thing. Then I'm going to like do whatever it is, reach out to clients or start my copywriting business or launch this funnel or pay for paid advertising or whatever it is, right? You're like, I gotta figure this out, and then I'm going to do the thing. Well, you might be getting it a little bit backwards there. That's what we're gonna talk about today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, for today's episode, I'm working with less notes than normal, but I feel like this is one of those things where I can just kind of I can get started and I can share in a way that will make it make the most sense for you. So my main message that I have for you today is if you start taking action, you will figure it out. If you start taking action, you will figure it out. I've seen so many times in myself and other people, like people emailing me trying to figure out like, oh, what's the best course of action for me as a copywriter? What's the best course of action going through your training, Roy? What's the best course of action getting clients? What's the best course of action launching my business? What's the best course of action putting out this marketing campaign? Whatever it is, right? What's the best course of action? Because we want to figure it out before we take action. We want to get it right. We don't want to screw up. We don't want to like waste our time. We don't want to waste our money. We don't want to waste whatever it is. And we ultimately, like, the biggest thing here is that we fear failure. We fear this the rejection of the world saying, "Oh, you got that wrong." And we fear that feeling of shame, of not being good enough, of not being enough, of not being lovable, of not being wanted, of like getting really deep here, like into the core of our fears. Like, we fear being an inadequate human being if we screw up. And so many of us have these internalized stories that hold us back from even taking action, from even doing the thing that we know is the step towards what we want to achieve. So we don't take action, and we use figuring it out as an excuse. We use this idea of like we can learn what we need to learn before we get started as an excuse, just so we never have to get started. So we never have to take action. So we never have to like do the thing that could ultimately be a failure. But here's the thing. You will never figure it out just by planning and preparing. You will never figure it out just by studying ahead of time. You'll never figure it out just by all the planning and consultation and whatever in the world. The way that you figure it out is you start taking action. You dive in. You dive in head first. You do the thing that makes you uncomfortable. You do the thing that makes you feel fear. You use fear as like a guiding star of the direction you need to go to take that action towards whatever outcome you know that is beyond that action, right? And you may screw up. You may get it wrong. You may like show up and embarrass yourself. You may not get the result that you're looking for. But the thing is, if you took action and you got to the point where you got some kind of result, then you're going to learn from that. And maybe you're going to adjust and take another action and get some kind of result, and adjust and take another action and get some kind of result. And the whole key there is you have to be taking those actions. You have to be moving forward. You have to be doing the things that make you uncomfortable. You have to start taking action if you want to figure it out. And ultimately, like, that's the order that it works in. That's the order that it comes in. Even all the learning that you do before you take action, all of that learning is subject to revision as soon as you start taking action. All of the learning that we do in preparation for the thing, as soon as we start doing the thing, like, the learning kind of goes out the window. Because even our understanding of it is not grounded in experience. It's grounded in intellectualization and concepts and abstract ideas, right? But then as soon as we get in there, as soon as we start taking action, some of those ideas come down to the ground, to the area of implementation, and some of those ideas float away because they weren't even valid. But we have to take action, and then we learn from that. And the other thing is, as soon as you are taking action, as soon as you're doing that, then you can recognize what the good ideas are. Then you can recognize, like, the training that you learned from. What of it is most relevant to what you're doing now? And then what training do you need to take the next step? And then, like, how do you go from there, right? And so this whole idea hinges on taking action. Now, I will say that I've recently been introduced to the Colin Powell 40-70 rule. And this is really powerful because in order to take action, you do have to make decisions. And ultimately, the people who become the most successful at anything, they make decisions about actions that they're going to take or that people are going to take that are on their team. And they make that decision and then people take the action. And the thing is, you can screw up a lot. There are people that, you know, you take this action, you make this decision, and it was wrong. Okay, I made a decision, it was wrong. Number one, you have to be like strong enough in yourself, in your ego, to own up and say, hey, I made a mistake here, okay? I made a mistake. I was going off the best information that I had, the best direction that I thought would be relevant, and I took action instead of inaction being my mistake, taking action was my mistake. But you have to make those decisions. And the Colin Powell 40-70 rule, this was, you know, the Secretary of Defense, Colin Powell, had a rule that you don't want to make a decision when you have less than 40% of the information around whatever is necessary to make that decision, right? So you have very limited information. You don't want to make a decision. It's too early and you don't have enough information. Beyond 70%, if you're trying to get up to 90-100% of the information that you need to make a decision, oftentimes it's too late and all the early information is no longer relevant and whatever. Like, you can't keep pushing to gather more information until you're whatever 100% in order to make that initial decision. Colin Powell said the sweet spot for making a decision is between having 40% certainty and 70% certainty of the outcome. And so as soon as you're getting up there towards 70% certainty of the outcome, then you say, okay, let's roll, let's figure out what we need to do. Let's take that action. Let's learn from there. We'll figure it out along the way. And hey, if we make the wrong decision, we're going to pivot, we're going to change, and we're going to move forward from there. We're going to make a new decision once we're at 40 to 70% certainty of the outcome based on the pivoting, right? But all of this hinges on this idea of you want to get to that 40 to 70% range as quick as possible, and then you want to make the decision as quick as possible and take the action as quick as possible, and then you can start figuring it out. Whatever it is, like whatever you're trying to accomplish, you're going to make a decision, you're going to take an action, and you're going to figure it out. And when you do that, well, things start to work out. You find that some of your decisions are really good. Some of them are bad, but they're recoverable. All those fears of some negative outcome, even if you experience the negative outcome and you experience this negative feeling, the fear was of the negative feeling, but then you feel the negative feeling and then you're okay afterwards, right? You're okay. You're okay. You were good enough in the beginning. You're good enough now. You're okay. The thing is, you're much more likely to get to the destination that you want if you're taking the action to get there. So that's my big message for you today. My name is Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. No call to action besides the typical engagement stuff. So number one, leave a comment with this video, with this episode, or a review. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What actions do you need to take today? Leave it in the comment as a way to like set an implementation intention, a public declaration of the thing that you're going to do. Leave that comment of the action you're going to start taking. Also, also tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday. Usually they're about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more, but hey, we're all human beings, and so personal development lessons matter too, including today's. So if you want more content like this, especially if you are a copywriter, marketer, business builder, check that out. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. The link's in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets daily episode. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value with these things. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.